Were you surprised at all by how many minutes you played in the second half?
Well, that's what I was just talking about. I didn't even realize, you know, how long I was out there. But, you know, but you get towards the end of the game and, you know, you're a little bit tired. Just, you know, you're not used to, you know, playing that long, I guess, and especially in the second half. But, you know, it's not. I mean, I played a lot at the end of the Boston game, played a lot at the end of the Atlanta game, so it's not like it's, you know, a first go-around for me.
With the Ginobili play, he's done that to so many players. What happened on that?
Yeah, that was a frustrating one because I knew, I mean, I'm not, like, you know, a dummy. I figured they were probably going to be coming at me, and we had talked about it too. And, you know, that's one of the plays that we had prepared against. And, you know, he kind of just, you know, almost lulled me to sleep. He knew that I was getting on top of him hard on all of his cuts. And so he just kept me on his backside. And, you know, it was quick high-low action. I should have done a better job, you know, with my vision. Shouldn't have, you know, turned my head to the ball, tried to get in front of him between him and the basket, and instead of playing on the top side.
What's it mean to you, though, to get minutes in a big game like this for experience, so the next time you play these guys, you're more prepared?
I think it's huge. I think just, you know, having, I guess, this big game is important for all of us. You know, there hasn't been a lot of us, you know, that have had this experience, you know, a game of this magnitude. Even though it's early, you know, it's still a big game. You know, you're playing against the defending champs. We're a team that has high expectations. You know, I think it's really important for us going forward, and especially when we play against them again.